This is Tom Rowe with the news for WGXC for Saturday, August 10th. New York State Senator Kirsten Gillibrand took questions from John Oliver on The Daily Show Thursday, August 8th, and took some tough questions about the lack of finance reform from Congress and large donations to her campaign from Goldman Sachs and other Wall Street firms.
Understand the relationship between banks and politics, because on the Venn diagram of that, you are right in the middle of that, because you're the number one recipient of money from Goldman Sachs, 2011, 2012, for all sitting congressmen. JP Morgan was your number two corporate donor over the last 5 years. What I deeply want to know is, what do you have to do for that? What is required of you for that money? Because it makes me uncomfortable.
My job is to represent New York and to do what's right for people. My job is to be a voice for people who don't have a voice in Washington. That's why I take on issues like sexual assault in the military. It's why I'm taking on issues like fighting for a raise in the minimum wage. We need much more regulation for the banks. We need far more transparency and accountability. Congress didn't do enough. Right now, we have the Banking Committee working on a number of reforms to do the next layer of things, making more capital requirements, making sure there's more disclosure. But a lot of the stuff that was even done in reg reform isn't even complete yet. We're still waiting from the regulators, from the SEC and the CFTC to put out the rules.
Lady Gaga released a shocking new video this week, shot at Marina Abramowitz's Columbia County property near Malden, called the Abramowitz Method, practiced by Lady Gaga. Gaga's nude in the video and drone sings. The video seemed to add almost $100,000 to the performance artist's Kickstarter campaign to crowdsource part of the funding for the proposed Marina Abramowitz Institute in Hudson. As of Friday afternoon, Abramowitz has raised $261,021 of the $600,000 goal, and she has 15 days left to meet that. Dave Lucas from WAMC did a story this week called When Radio Things Go Wrong about the current financial collapse of WBAI in New York City. And with no one from WBAI returning his calls, got Lynn Sloniker, WGXC station manager, on the phone.
We have more than 100 volunteer programmers or hosts. They're all volunteer. We have a small paid staff. The energy comes from the community and from people who are driven to do this kind of broadcast, people who love music, people who want to share their stories, their interests in the community. We have a very rich community to draw from here, and I think the radio reflects that. Community radio is a kind of public radio in the sense that we derive our support, financial and otherwise, from the community, from listeners. They support us just like public radio is supported. But we are truly singular and independent